Info pour chacun, VOA Afrique.
Hello and welcome to lesson number 50. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 50 de English USA. Nous allons aujourd'hui au marché. We're going to the market. Marché, the market, avec Martin Lerner. Il fait ses achats et demande combien ça coûte. How much? How much is this? Vous apprendrez à demander et à comprendre le prix de telle ou telle denrée. Par exemple, des oignons, onions. How much do they cost? How much are they? English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Un peu de vocabulaire. Vous êtes au marché. You are at the market. How much are the potatoes? Combien coûtent les pommes de terre?
Excuse me, how much are the onions?
The yellow ones or the white ones?
No, the red ones.
40 cents a pound.
How much are the white ones?
The same, 40 cents a pound. All the onions are 40 cents a pound.
I want 2 pounds, please.
Do you want anything else?
I want some potatoes.
Red or white?
The large white ones. How much are they?
They're a dollar a box.
Okay, 1 box. That's all, thank you.
That's $1.80.
Here. Hi, your vegetables look nice.
They are nice. I have nice green beans and new peas.
You have 2 kinds of peas.
Try them. I have carrots, too, and broccoli.
How much are the beans?
The peas and beans are $1 a bag.
How much is the broccoli?
Everything is $1. The broccoli is $1 a bunch.
That's easy.
Where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore. Where are you from?
I live in the country.
Do you like to garden?
Sure. My husband and I both like to garden. What do you do?
I'm a reporter.
Do you want anything else?
No. I'm going to look around.
Okay. Thanks.
See you.
I'm here every Saturday.
How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good.
I want some tomatoes.
They aren't very good. They're too green.
That's okay. They look good to me.
These are the best. They're 20 cents a pound.
I want 3 pounds.
See that woman over there?
Which one?
The one with the red hat. She has some nice tomatoes. Hers are better than mine.
Thanks. I'm going to look. Excuse me, how much are the cookies?
They're $3.
Oh, that's a lot.
They're very good. They're the best cookies at the market.
How much is the cake?
$7.
Wow.
It's the best.
La façon la plus courante de demander le prix de quelque chose, c'est de dire « how much ?» Bien sûr, c'est sous-entendu « how much are these ?» Combien sont ceux-là? Ou how much are those? Par exemple, how much are the onions? How much is the cake? Combien? Ou bien, how much are they? Pour plusieurs, par exemple les oignons, how much are they? Ou bien, pour une seule chose, comme le gâteau, how much is it? Écoutez bien.
How much are the onions? How much are the white ones? How much are they? How much are the beans? How much is the broccoli? How much are the cookies? How much is the cake?
Demandez à Martin combien coûtent les choses qu'il propose. Par exemple, il vous demandera si vous voulez quelque chose. Do you want some cookies? Ou bien... Do you want some onions? Vous lui demanderez ensuite how much. Par exemple, How much are the cookies? How much are the onions? Une autre question semblable. Écoutez bien. Do you want some beans? Votre réponse. How much are the beans? Ou bien, tout simplement, how much are they?
Do you want some beans? Do you want some tomatoes? Do you want some cookies? Do you want some onions?
Good morning. Look at these nice green onions.
Let's go to the market. Allons au marché. Et on ira sans Martin Lerner. Allons au marché, marché de votre village. Let's go to your village market. What shall we buy? Qu'est-ce qu'on va acheter? What shall we buy? What do you need? De quoi avez-vous besoin? Do you need any vegetables? Avez-vous besoin de légumes? Do you need any fruits? Avez-vous besoin de fruits? We are going to buy fruits and vegetables. Nous allons acheter des fruits et nous allons acheter des légumes. We are going to buy fruits. We are going to buy vegetables. La première chose qu'il faut savoir dans un marché, comme on sait tous, c'est le coût, combien, le coût de la chose que vous voulez, de la denrée. How much, combien. Vous pouvez dire, vous demander how much tout seul, ou bien en étant plus précis, si c'est au pluriel, how much are these? Combien coûte ceci? Ou bien au singulier, how much is this? Ça coûte combien ça? Donc vous avez deux possibilités. How much are these? How much is this? Onions, des oignons. How much are the onions? Combien coûtent les oignons? Peppers, des poivrons. How much are the peppers? Puisque l'on parle de coût, revenons au dollar. Le dollar, il y a 100 cents dans un dollar. Donc, pour les coûts, on va diviser ce petit dollar en plusieurs centimes. Par exemple, how much are the onions? They are 40 cents a pound. 40 cents le livre. Le livre, un livre, ça fait à peu près 2 kilos et un quart, à peu près. Il se peut que je sois un peu à côté, mais c'est à peu près ça. 40 cents a pound. Ou bien 50 cents a pound. Ou bien, si ce n'est pas le centime ou le dollar, à ce moment-là, c'est la quantité. Par exemple, how much are your onions? Combien coûtent vos oignons? Il se peut que la vendeuse ou le vendeur ait des bottes d'oignons. Par exemple, 5 ou 6 oignons par botte. À ce moment-là, la vendeuse ou le vendeur répondra « A dollar a bunch. One dollar a bunch. » Un dollar la botte. Cette fois-ci, c'est la quantité. Ce n'est plus le livre. Revoyons le livre. 40 cents a pound. Quantité. $1 a bunch. a bunch, c'est une botte. Ou bien, si ce sont par exemple des fruits, des ananas. Ananas, pineapple. How much are your pineapples? Combien coûtent vos ananas? 3 for $1. 3 ananas pour $1. 3 for $1. Revoyons les 3 possibilités. How much are your onions? Combien coûtent vos oignons? 40 cents a pound. How much are your onions? Une autre fois, mais cette fois-ci des bottes d'oignons. $1 a bunch. How much are your pineapples? Combien coûtent vos ananas? 3 for $1. Donc vous avez vu les 3 possibilités. Avec le livre, avec la quantité, la botte, bunch, ou bien la quantité de chaque denrée, 3 for $1. Cette fois-ci, essayez de répondre par 3 possibilités et choisissez votre prix. Je vais vous demander, how much are the bananas? Combien coûtent les bananes? Répondez-moi par le livre. Je vais faire une petite réponse moi-même. The bananas are 50 cents a pound. À vous de répondre. How much are the bananas? Autre question. Cookies, des biscuits. Il y a aussi des pâtissières qui vendent au marché. Je vais demander, how much are your cookies? Cette fois-ci, vous me répondez par la quantité. Je vais donner ma petite réponse. 3 for $1. À vous de répondre. How much are your cookies? Autre question, et cette fois-ci par la quantité aussi. On va utiliser bunch, botte. Et il y aura peut-être 5 morceaux dans une botte. 5 morceaux de maïs, corn. How much is a bunch of corn? $3 a bunch. $3 la botte. How much are your flowers? Combien coûtent vos fleurs? À vous de répondre. Cette fois-ci, choisissez. That's it for the market. Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de notre 50e leçon. You have just heard the first part of lesson number 50. Dans quelques instants, nous reviendrons pour la seconde partie. Restez à l'écoute. We'll be back in a few minutes for the second part, so stay with us. Rappelons que pour mieux profiter de ces leçons, il serait bon de les enregistrer sur cassette, s'il est possible, bien sûr. Malheureusement, nous n'avons pas de matériel écrit à vous envoyer, ni de cassette. Pour l'instant, restez à l'écoute et faites de votre mieux pour pratiquer durant la leçon. Je vous remercie chaleureusement pour vos lettres et votre participation à English USA. Nous retrouvons de nouveau Martin Lerner qui fait son marché. He's at the market. Le samedi, Martin Lerner, au marché. Vous apprendrez à demander le prix des denrées alimentaires. Par exemple, How much is this broccoli? Ou bien, How much are these onions? How much are those potatoes?
May I help you?
How much are the carrots?
50 cents a bunch.
How much are the squash?
The green ones are 75 cents a bag. The yellow ones are a dollar a bag.
How much are the green peppers?
They're three for a dollar.
How much are the red peppers?
They're $3 a pound.
Okay, I want everything. Carrots, green squash, and red peppers. How much is that?
That's $4.25.
How much are the green beans?
They're a dollar a bag.
Give me two bags, please.
Okay, anything else?
How much is the lettuce?
$2 a pound.
Can I buy half a pound?
Sure.
Remarquez bien le prix indiqué selon le poids ou la quantité. Par exemple, $3 a pound. 3 dollars la livre. Une livre, ça fait à peu près 2 kilos et quelques, peut-être 2 kilos et quart, quelque chose comme ça. 2 kilos et un quart. 3 for a dollar. 3 pour un dollar. 3 de cette chose-là pour un dollar. 3 for a dollar. Ou bien 75 cents a bag. 75 centimes le sac. 75 cents a bag. $1 a bunch. 1 dollar la botte. Par exemple, pour une botte de carottes ou de brocoli. How much is the broccoli? $1 a bunch. Écoutez ces exemples.
They're $3 a pound.
$2 a pound.
The green ones are 75 cents a bag.
They're a dollar a bag.
50 cents a bunch.
It's a dollar for 12 ears.
They're three for a dollar.
I have some wonderful bread.
It's beautiful.
I have brown or white, and I have cookies and cakes. Look at this beautiful cake.
How much is the bread?
It's $1.50. Please try some.
I want the brown bread.
Buy a white one, too.
Okay. I want the small cake, too.
Do you want some cookies?
No, thanks. I have cookies.
Maintenant, à votre tour, plongez-vous dans le marché, que ce soit le marché de chez vous ou le marché ici à Baltimore. Je pense que c'est à Baltimore. Vous allez demander le prix de telle ou telle denrée. Martin Lerner dira ce qu'il veut acheter. Par exemple, I want to buy some bread. Je veux acheter du pain. Ou bien, I want to buy some corn. Je veux acheter du maïs. À votre tour, cette fois-ci, de demander le prix. How much is the bread? How much is the corn? Allez-y, écoutez bien Martin et répondez, ou demandez-lui plutôt, demandez-lui le prix de la chose.
I want to buy some bread. I want to buy a cake. I want to buy some corn. What beautiful flowers!
Aren't they nice? I love these.
Which ones?
The red ones. But I like all flowers.
Do you grow them?
Of course. I grow them in my garden.
How much are the flowers?
This bunch is a dollar. This one is $2. And this bunch is $3.
May I have one bunch of the red flowers and one bunch of these yellow ones?
Good. That's $4.
And that's it for lesson number 50 of English USA. Voilà qui termine la leçon numéro 50 de English USA. We went to the market with Martin Lerner. Nous avons appris à demander le prix de quelque chose. How much? How much is this? How much is that? Pratiquez seul ou entre amis ou bien allez au marché Et pour chaque question que vous posez dans votre langue natale ou bien en français, essayez de la poser en anglais, dans votre tête ou même à haute voix, peu importe qui vous écoute. Courage! Practice hard! Until next time, goodbye!
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
Restez branchés sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
Yeah. Yeah. They call me Mr. P. Yeah. They call me Mr. P. Yeah. All my ladies, check it down low. 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 Yeah. 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 Freeze.
Moona, yo, check it. I got my bass down low. I like the way he hit it when he take it to the flow. Shorty, you can get it if you with it, let me know. I got a Maserati coming through the back door. Player, yes, I are. Hard to the core. He don't they sing, he don't they rap for. Fresh out the Jetta, on Gibraltar. And if you don't like it, what's the Gorta? When I take it to the left, you take it to the right. Lean to the rock, I weird, take it to the sky. Man, I push up your weird into the night. Be doing what you're doing while I shake it from behind. I'ma pull off my weird, make fierce in the party. I'm about to get on me, naughty, naughty, yeah. Mush up the place in the party, party, party. Make we see a G-rate in the party, yeah.
All my ladies, check it down low, yeah. All my ladies, check it down low, yeah. All my ladies, check it down low, yeah. All my ladies, check it down low, yeah. 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 Check it down low, yeah.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes. Say you wanna get me on the twos and fours. Girls over here when I send them. Me just wanna see me young with a mandem. Yeah, I know you wanna get it, put it down for a minute. Get me down till I get you up. Penny got a one biggie, dicky, dicky, licky, come hit it. Yeah, I really be feeling the feeling me, I don't get it. See, every time you try to get me down from behind, got me feeling like you wanna get around every time. When you say you like the way that I sound, no be like, got me speaking Chinese, chung chine, chung chine. What's that up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Hold on a minute, man, I know what me say. Me just wanna get it down now again and again.
Yeah. All my ladies, check it down low. 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 Yeah. 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 Freeze, freeze.
The young rude boy. To all the ladies with a shake that behind. I'm killing this music, so you better watch your side. Young pretty girls with them plenty oversized. You're one of a kind and you're blowing my mind. Aye, this thing no be like. No wonder you done make me feel like saying that otherwise. I don't realize and I dance with the dance. If I try you to try, then I die, you go die. Hey, maybe say I don't hide. You feeling me, I'm a super duper fly. Hey, me no send me no guy. See them girls, me I don't die. Hey, with your bum man's eye. See, I see the shine on my boys, then they're blind. When you jig it to the left and you jig it to the right. Let me see you turn around, I back it up, my baby.
Yeah. All my ladies, check it down low. 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 Yeah.
Check it down low. Yeah. Check it down low. Yeah. Check it down low. Yeah. Check it down low. Yeah. Check it down low. Yeah. Check it down low. Yeah. Freeze, freeze, freeze. Yeah. They call me Mr. P. Yeah. They call me Mr. P. Yeah. Mona, Eva. Rude boy, we're antis, eh. Eh. Eh.
La meilleure musique et les dernières nouvelles, c'est sur VOA Afrique.
Fuse ODG and SPZ, what we tell them? Blaze them!
Look at you, in that dress. Girl, you dangerous like a gun. Give them you, nothing less. Girl, you murder everyone. Your love is a killer. Your love is a killer. Hey, look at you, in that dress. Girl, you dangerous like a gun. Give them you, nothing less. Girl, you murder everyone. Your love is a killer. Your love is a killer. Yeah, look at you. Somebody call the popo. Cause the way that she looking is so cool. If you ain't ready, then you need to go home. And beware, just see her rolling on a solo. She got me begging, oh no. And she all up on me like a logo. But I'm not complaining. My baby, let's go. She kill her with a dance. She better with the waist. Everybody watch her when she turn up.
just like a gun. Give them you, nothing less. Girl, you murder everyone. Your love is a killer. Your love is a killer.
Sur 24, VOA Afrique.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Jump up and